Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Hardworking and dependable. Test drive a Silverado at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer today. Chevy, drive Chicago.
We are joined by the Secret Service agent who took a bullet meant for President Reagan outside the Washington Hilton, Tim McCarthy, who spent 8 years with the Presidential Protection Division. He also served as Orland Park Police Chief for a while. Tim, thanks for taking some time to talk to us this morning. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Bob.
Let me start by asking you about security at that hotel, because you spent a lot of time at the Washington Hilton over the years, didn't you?
I sure did, and of course was involved with the was injured during the attempted assassination of President Reagan. So the Washington Hilton, Bob, I bet you've been there too, is probably the largest has the largest ballroom in Washington D.C. It's a little disturbing, the rhetoric that's been churned up about this. I was reading in the paper how the assassin was perilously close. Let's get a couple things in perspective. The ballroom is on the lower level. It's a two-story ballroom on the lower level. The person who attempted, and I talked to some of my colleagues in Washington yesterday to get as much good information as I can, because as you know, on a critical incident, usually the first three or four stories aren't quite correct, but I think I have it pretty close. So in any event, this person who traveled from California ran through the metal detectors on the main floor, exchanged gunfire with agents, was tackled before he got off the main floor. Security is built in rings, three or four rings of security. Never got off the main floor, was tackled and held there. If he had gone down what amounted to two large flights of stairs, he would have been met with additional Secret Service agents, MPD, SWAT. Then he would have to get into the ballroom where he'd met with more resistance agents. And then if he got into the ballroom, I think you saw a line of counter-assault agents, heavily armed, automatic weapons, MPD, SWAT team, and the president was gone already by that time, was in the holding room or back the location where we had the attempted assassination in 81. They built a garage there, so the armored limo goes into a garage. So from the podium, from the stage, they go right there up to it. So is this disturbing? Absolutely. Does it have to be dissected to see exactly what happened, what should change? But to say that this person came perilously close just isn't true. Isn't true. And this theory that you shut down the hotel for an event just isn't realistic. Presidents, vice presidents, foreign dignitaries, candidates for the presidency, where are all the ballrooms at? They're connected with hotels. And then it was suggested that rooms be searched, that everyone be name checked. I don't think people would, in this country, would like checking at a hotel and be name checked while they check in. And you name check people that got there a day ahead of time, 2 days, 2 months. So I'll give the Secret Service, and I've been critical, I think, as you know, of the Secret Service, what happened in Butler and what happened in West Palm. I've been critical of that, and they needed improvements. But in this case, I think they did the job well and will be exonerated, though there's always room for improvement. You got to learn from this. And you got to have to make more changes. But in this case, they did a pretty darn good job. There's overwhelming force that this person would have to have gotten through to get anywhere near the president. For all I know, the president was back at the White House before this guy ever even got to the stairs where he was tackled by an agent.
What about guests talking about how they could actually enter the hotel through checkpoints on the surrounding streets just by showing a dinner ticket or a copy of an invite? And those tickets, I guess, were reviewed by the staff, but they weren't scanned. There were no identification checks outside of that inner perimeter. What about that?
Bob, that wouldn't be an inner perimeter. Anyone could have entered the hotel. I mean, they have to do business. And people got into the main floor of the hotel. But once on the main floor, they had to go through the metal detectors. So it was business as usual on the main floor of the hotel, where people would check in, people would check out, people would get dropped off their cars, come in the doors, and then go through the metal detectors. So the perimeter was set. There was at least three perimeters, probably four. And yes, you could come in, and your credential would be checked. And once you pass through that, then you'd go through the screening. So nothing unusual. The screening accomplished what it was supposed to, other than the fact that the person ran through it, exchanged gunfire, and then was tackled before he was anywhere near the President of the United States. He was not perilously close, as was in a couple of the papers. But does it need to be reviewed, Bob? Absolutely, without a doubt. But in this case, The rings of security did work, and if he had gotten much closer, there is absolutely no way this person could have gotten anywhere near the president. He wasn't even on the same floor.
Tim, what about, do you think the Secret Service needs to rethink how they set up those metal detectors? As you say, he ran through, so does there possibly need to be an additional layer of security just beyond getting through those metal detectors?
That's absolutely going to be talked about. I do a lot of security work here in the Chicagoland area, and I always recommend another barrier after the metal detectors. So I think that's something that can be thought about there. But what was happening, I believe, Bob, is they were breaking down the metal detectors. Rather than having a half a dozen of them to get people in, they were breaking some of them down because once everyone's in, you don't need the same number of metal detectors. But they're going to have to, you're absolutely right, they're going to have to review that, take a look at it. But to say that this attacker was perilously close, he wasn't even, it wasn't close at all. But anything like that is too close. No sure. question about it. If there were shots out on Connecticut Avenue, that would have been too close. But, you know, we still, you know, I spent time in Russia with the presidents. I know how they do business there. You don't want it, you don't want the Secret Service to do business or our security to do business the way they do it. We have to keep in mind that we are, you know, we are not Russia. We are not, you know, a country like that. And we still try to provide as much freedom as we possibly can, keeping in mind that, you know, our president is the leader of the free world. But on this day, they did a good job. Is there room for improvement? Yes, there is. Absolutely. No, the Secret Service would never deny that.
You know what I wonder about you, Tim McCarthy? When you see that old video from March 30th of 1981 that we have seen many times, does your chest start hurting again?
Not exactly, but it certainly brings back some memories and, frankly, how lucky I was. And as we know, the Secret Service officer that was injured at the Hilton had his vest on, and my wife still asked me, why did you have that vest on? And it was a different time. It was a different time we had them. Yeah, but it does bring back some memories, particularly since both of these events have happened at the Washington Hilton Hotel.
And did Ronald Reagan stay in touch with you after that?
Oh, yes. Well, actually, remember, I served for a year with President Carter, 6 years with President Reagan, and a year with President Bush. In between, my wife, family, and I were transferred back to Chicago for about 2 years, and then back to D.C. for that 4 years with, again, with President Reagan. And we did stay in touch with them. In fact, one of my duties as a supervisor was to go to California to set up the security at the home they bought out there. And every now and again, we traveled to California, and we would stop in and see the president. But as you know, not long after he retired from office, he was suffering, from dementia and so forth. But we would go out there and see Mrs. Reagan, and I attended President Reagan's funeral, and my wife and I both attended President Reagan's funeral as well as Mrs. Reagan's funeral. So it was, it was a great 8 years for his presidency, as it has been for many other presidents. And It's apparent, as President Trump said, it's getting to be a pretty dangerous job. But let's hope.
Yeah.
I think if nothing more comes out of this, let's tone down the rhetoric. You know, this thing of calling people Nazis, if you did it in a grammar school or a high school, you'd be punished for something like that. And mm-hmm. we've got to stop doing that, because I think it is getting into, you know, people who have some instabilities already. When they hear too much of that, it looks like they're acting on it. So we need to, on all sides, bring down the rhetoric on all sides.
Great to hear what Tim McCarthy thinks about all this, heroically serving our country. And I'm glad to hear that President Reagan at least gave you some jelly beans after all of that.
Like I needed more jelly beans.
And, good luck with the company you're with, Sentinel Security. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning, Tim. Be well.
Anytime, Bob. You too.